All right, so I made a promise to myself that after these questionnaires, I would go outside. I've been posing a lot lately, and to break up the monotony, I will do some questions. I myself love hearing people talk. It's very comforting. So, with that said, I have not really read over these questions. So, yeah. What is one thing you find yourself explaining to people or teaching people? Here specifically, everybody seems to be just kind of obsessed with like what you are as opposed to who you are. So like my nationality seems to be something that people are really interested in, or at least something that they kind of want to pigeonhole me about because I don't have an accent. Like I don't talk like this, and that seems to just pique everybody's curiosity because I have had proper tutoring, and I get very eloquent when I'm pissed off or drunk. What am I passionate about? I am passionate about art. I'm passionate about video games. I am passionate about having an opinion, especially as a woman of color, and I'm passionate about being very protective of my friends and my family. Do you think people are meant to be monogamous? Explain. I have no business policing what other people do. I myself am very monogamous. I think that humans were sort of evolved to be so, because like the female clitoris is actually developed for the sole purpose of pleasure and the hymen and da da da. But it's neither here nor there, and I have had friends that are polyamorous, but there seems to be just I've only met people that are kind of like amateur polyamorous, and they seem to want to suck me into whatever relationship situation they happen to be in without any forethought, because like I've been told polyamory is not a relationship with two people and like the side person. It's a relationship with three people, and I can't wrap my mind around that, and I personally can do it. So that's why I just choose to not be in relationships. Do you get enough physical contact in your daily life? Yes. I would say so. I'm not, I don't think I'm as touch starved as I am romance starved, and that seems to reflect a lot in my audios. I am around coworkers that will just lightly touch you on the back or grab your shoulders or give you a hug, or like I have friends that love running up to me and giving me a snuggle. Like I used to be like my family, my mom specifically, was very very anti-hug, anti-touch, anti-kiss, my mom was, yeah. And so I guess when that started happening amongst my group of friends, I was kind of shocked, and I had to do my best to not like pull away or feel like I would linger too long because they would push me away. They wouldn't, but I was afraid of that. What is the last performance you saw? The last performance I probably saw was, I think there was a burlesque show. My friends and I used to frequent these burlesque shows here in my city, and they were so super duper hot, and I really wish that I could go to more. I'm straight, but I have an appreciation for the lady bodies. How do you feel about body modification for yourself and for other people? You know, the irony in all of this is that I myself am kind of conservative with the clothes that I wear. I used to have a tongue piercing, I used to have a nose piercing, and the truth of the matter is when it comes to just paying the bills for the time being, it just doesn't really work out. I do believe in freedom of expression, and if you have gauges and a tattoo on your face and an eyebrow piercing and a septum piercing, I'm not gonna give a shit as long as you are a good human being. And here where I live, it's very liberal thinking, but when it comes to getting hired or maintaining a job, I didn't have the pleasure of keeping those piercings. So maybe in the future I'll get my nose re-pierced, but it's not the top of my priority list. But I do want to get, can I touch your butt in Elvish? That's one of my dreams. And maybe a sleeve when I become a mom. Who knows? How many people do you have friended, quote unquote, on Reddit? I don't know. I mean, it's starting to grow. I mean, maybe I can count like on my hand. Maybe, yeah, I could count on my hand the people that I talk to daily, or I feel comfortable enough being like, "Hi, hey, hi, friend." For the most part, I tend to act kind of like not a loner, but I'm kind of shy, and I don't want to ever feel like I'm bothering somebody. Yeah. That's the truth. So, if you wonder why I'm not always the first person to message you, that's the truth. How old are you? And do your friends tend to be older or younger than you? Is it different in real life versus online? I am 26, and my friends range working as a security guard, working as a barista, working as just all these different types of jobs. Game tester, it always fluctuates. I tend to speak now to an older crowd, but when I was younger, I used to have younger friends. It is, I would say it's about the same online and offline, because it's kind of always been like that. So it really depends, but I never found the appeal in talking to guys that are like triple my age, I guess. But I have spoken to people as young as 20, but the difference in what you can talk about definitely starts to show. What are you at a party? Are you the host? Mingling a wallflower somewhere else? Why? I've been waiting for this question. I've been waiting for it because I'm so excited. Okay. I am the person sitting next to my best friend who's usually the life of the party. I am the one cracking the jokes and keeping the conversation going and meeting new people. Like I used to be very, very shy, and then eventually something in my brain was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna be just be myself, and it seemed to work and left a better impression than being somebody that kind of keys to herself or averts her eyes. And I guess the only time I tend to not make eye contact or seem to be mum is when I'm attracted to somebody. When I'm just fucking over the moon attracted to somebody, that's when my shyness comes out. That's when I forget how to speak and that English is my first language. What is your spirit animal? Why do you identify with it? Ever since I was 15, I had this thing with wolves. I read Blood and Chocolate when I was little, and that left a pretty impressionable thing with me. I love wolves, and I don't have like the three wolf moon or anything, but my grandma gave me a statue, like a little tiny statue of a wolf overlooking her cubs, and then I have a wolf blanket. That's as far as it goes, but I've always had an affinity for the loyalty of a pack and all that jazz. What is your quest? Is the final answer in this questionnaire. And if I had a quest, if I had a quest, it would be to, boringly enough, establish my career and better myself and the world and leave some type of impression. But along the way, I somehow like find, I guess, him up in a tree and he needs to be saved. I don't know. I don't know. I think that it's just more or less people just assume I want them to call me Miss Independent Woman, but in reality, I'm just trying to figure all this shit out and not be scared of out of my mind that adulthood is here and it's not going anywhere and I can't revert back to being a kid anymore. And those behaviors that I had as a teenager, they no longer apply. It can't work that way anymore. So, that's, I guess, the brutal face of adulthood. Those were the questions by Miss Damn It Moon Moon. It was a total babe. Yeah. So, I encourage anybody else who is incredibly hesitant to do an AMA to answer this questionnaire. Give some love. Bye.